You're listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first and best webcomics podcast on the planet, and proof that the combo of a unicorn and a cartoon rabbit dog thing can get things done, no matter what it takes. I am your host, and I prefer to get things done with my ridiculously large mallet. I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he prefers to just let his muscles do the talking, because his partner talks way too much. He is Steve the Geek Shitty.
That is literally what I am in this podcast. This whole time, everything what people listen to is just my muscles. Me just flexing in very specific ways to make the noises that sound like a webcomics review.
I will say that, to his credit, he typically does podcast from a medicine, or not a medicine ball, an exercise ball, like one of those big, bouncy, yeah, so... There is possibly some flexing going on. I don't think that
that's
equates
how I keep my core tight.
It keeps the core tight. It also keeps the farts coming. The sounds of it. Whoa, almost fell off. Got to tighten up. Yeah, there we go. That's what I call my core.
You could bounce a nickel off my core, and you know it.
I've seen him do it. There's video things on this podcast you can't unsee, folks. And
it's on our OnlyFans. Check it out.
Oh, God. It's so not. I do not have an OnlyFans, and if I did, that's not the only thing I would have put on there. It's the only thing I would not put on there. Oh. And this is why we don't podcast at night, because now I'm going to sleep with that image. You still got at least, I don't know, sometime before you go to bed. I'm going to bed right after this, and now that's going to haunt me. Okay. What's not going to haunt me is this comic that we're talking about this episode, because it is a gem, a little cherry of a comic. It is called Tom and Artie. It is brought to us by Robert Livingston, Chunlin Zhao, and Micah Myers. They are the, respectively, they are the writer, artist, and letterer on this comic. And this is the comic of just two buddies. I liken them to Artie is basically Rocket Raccoon, and Tom is the rest of the Guardians of the Galaxy, all rolled into one.
He does have a lot of will-they-won't-they tension with himself. You're right.
Occasionally. It's spacefaring. It's adventure. It is bounty hunters. It is goofball comedy. It is big action. It's got it all. And it's a fun ride. It's watching Tom and Artie bounce around the universe, taking jobs and trying to get by while blowing stuff up and having a great time. So, Steve, you found this one. So why don't you tell us what your initial thoughts are on Tom and Artie?
I really like this. I had a great time with this comic. It is a throwback to an earlier age of webcomics. We've been saying that a lot. But this is one that I think is truly something that we've gotten away from and is missed. It's not something that we needed to do as often as we used to do, but it's great to see it done again. And that is just sheer wackiness. Wackiness for the sake of wackiness. Who's our main character? Anthropomorphic unicorn. Who's his psychic? I don't know. Cartoon from the 50s. Pull his skeleton out of his skin and run around. That's one of their numbered plans. What do? I don't know. They jump from dimension to dimension, killing things. Why do they do it? They need beer money. Perfect. Make it a comic, slap some awesome art on there, and let's be web famous. I had so much fun with this. It was like reading old school Sluggy Freelance or Sam and Fuzzy or Joe and Monkey or any of these old buddy comedies that were just so much fun back when webcomics was new and fresh and anything could happen. And I got that feeling reading Tom and Artie. And, you know, anything can happen because anything does happen. At one point, they almost get into a gunfight with a floating brain who decides to instead play video games. That's a plot point.
It is a plot point, but also you're leaving the best part out. His name is Dwayne the Telebrain. Yeah. And yes, he's just waiting for his fellow troops to, you know, get involved in something else so he can start a video game without them and thus troll them to, yeah, it's more like Dwayne the Pain. I might have written that down, but yeah, no, that was a nice little aside. I agree with everything you said. It is kind of a throwback. It's just fun. It's just a big space adventure with, like you said, not a great, like, I'm doing this for my father. He was killed in front of me. I must travel these galaxies. It's like, we either need rent or we need beer, and probably beer, because, you know, I don't think they're really going to be hurting if they don't have a place to live. I think they could probably find something from, you know, somebody they took a job from before, or an ex possibly, or I would love to see what kind of creature slash person Artie tries to shack up with. Whether or not it's a rabbit dog 50s cartoon thing like himself, or I don't know, that Jessica Rabbit. He's got enough Roger Rabbit in him that I can see him just being with a hot human woman.
He's got to end up with Peacock from Skullgirls. Like that, I think those two are a match made in heaven. I ship that.
I have an ancillary knowledge of Skullgirls, so I'll concede that one to you. But I know what kind of girls Skullgirls look like. So yeah.
Well, there's different the Skullgirls are very different girls, all of them, and so, you know, everyone who played Skullgirls is like, ah, yes, Steve is a man of class and culture. He brings the references that I appreciate. And then if they ever meet me, we'll high five and it'll be cool. And you won't get none of that.
I mean, I could fake it. I can watch a video on YouTube about Skullgirls and be like, to say like a character. I just have to look up Skullgirls main and be like, who does everybody main? Okay, yep, I'll talk about that one. And then they'll shun me because they're like, that's not who we main. That was a trap.
People main different things.
I know.
All right. But yeah,
I know what Maine is, so that's a thing. So
yeah, absolutely. Another thing I really appreciate about the comic is just how simple it is. Like, a lot of fantasy and science fiction webcomics get really in depth and drawn out with their lore, and that's awesome. I love a good lore dump. I love lots of good world building, but I don't need it every time. What are we doing? We're gonna kill that evil scientist. Why are we doing it? Because this magic rabbit's gonna pay us to do it. Boom. I don't care about anything else. I want to see some explosions and just a fun fight scene. And that's what I got.
I will admit that the two rabbit kind of hench people for Top, the bunny.
Luger and Kruger?
Luger and Ruger.
Luger and Ruger. Yep, you're right.
Yes, because Kruger would be easier to remember. I was like, in my notes, I put Luger and question mark. I know it's Uger, but I can't remember what it
Booger?
Actually is. No, that's just... Revenge of the Nerds coming through. So I until they mention that they are on a date, which they're not, they're seeing Tom and Artie make sure they're seeing them through to their mission. Basically, they're just sitting there while they go through what they've told them to do. But when they mention this, like, oh, this could be our first date. Yeah, this, I'm just like, oh, I totally thought you were siblings before that.
Just because they're both rabbits and have rhyming names doesn't mean they are related.
I saw them in that way, or a Team Rocket kind of, I don't know. I did not see them being like interested in one another, and that kind of, yeah, took me aback for a moment. But it's, I did find it odd that this early into, so this is, I think issue 2 is where we started on this adventure with Top, you know, giving them a mission and saying, you have to go do this for me. It's kind of interesting to hunker down with a comic like this, where it is just bouncing from planet to planet, just getting into crazy adventures, and to really sink down into the story and introduce multiple characters that it seems like we're going to keep seeing. It felt like the kind of comic where it was going to be like, maybe we add like a new cast member every episode, but it's always also just going to be wacky, zany adventures that all are completely different and not necessarily tied to each other. So it was kind of odd to sit down in this one for, I think, 3 books worth, or maybe just 2, and really meet all these different characters and really go into, not lore necessarily, but yeah, just meeting Luger and Ruger and having them play out their own little thing on the side of will they, won't they, and yeah, it was just kind of odd.
And it turns out they will, if the will you've been hoping for is fused together into some kind of Mecha Shiva. Rabbit thing. Like a crystal gem fusion is basically what they are, but they're both rabbits. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was very out of left field. when they all of a sudden come stomping up and burning everything. It's just like, oh, didn't see that coming. But yeah, that you do you. You fight for us. That thing fights for us, right? Yeah, okay. That's good. Go, destroy things.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the character, every character has its own little journey. So there's some craft to this. It is wacky for wacky's sake, but it's not just throw stuff at the wall and see what bounces off. Like, there's little plot arcs. Everything fits together. We have Dira. What's the mouse's name?
I think it's Dara. I'll look it up. But yeah, it's
Dora the Mouse. Adora is originally fighting for the bad guys. She gets captured. She's held hostage. Then she is betrayed by the bad guys. So she then turns on them. So there's like this whole, she has her own plot. The rabbits have their own plot. Tom and Artie have their own plot. There's little hints at a love story coming from the Valentine special. You know, Tom's going to get some. That's great.
Yeah. I like what we've gotten so far, and I'm not really complaining about it. It just felt like you were talking about with a throwback, and like it feels like a webcomic we've read before in a lot of ways. So for that reason, I guess it just felt like an expectation that I had of an adventure type comic like this, where it's just the two guys, and I mean they're the main characters, so they're gonna, you know, they're not gonna get attached to anybody really anywhere they go, because they can't, because they're just, you know, loose cannons. They're truly free. Yeah, I just had that feeling, and then to get
only married to the road and their flamethrower,
basically. Yeah, and mallet.
Yeah,
he talks about the flamethrower, but he talks a big game on that, and then he uses the mallet, I think, way more. So
you stick with old reliable.
I mean, yeah. If
you're in an open relationship, you stick with old reliable.
Let that be a lesson to all of you out there in your open relationships. Stick with old reliable. I'm sure that's what all these swingers are looking for. I think I might sleep with someone else tonight, but I'm always going to come back to your bed because you're made of wood. Nope. Sorry, lost the analogy.
You flew too close to the sun, Jason. You were doing well.
I did
that.
I did it on a daily basis, especially with regards to this podcast. So, yeah, and you mentioned the artwork is very, very good. It is, professionally done, and is outside of a couple of maybe missteps and perspective issues here and there. It is great for the subject matter. It can take Artie, who again is very much a common like Disney cartoon. He looks like Mickey or Oswald the Rabbit from back in the day, and you know, constantly people are making quips about that as well. They're just like, you know, and whatever you might be, and it's when somebody says like a rabbit dog thing, and he's like, you're getting close, or that's a good guess, but you're not even close. It's like, okay, so they're just gonna play that out forever until they either don't reveal it or not, or they do. But the style and the Tom with his unicornness, which is much more of just a big bulky human body with a unicorn head on top of it. There's not much unicornness other than that, but you don't need a whole lot. It makes it all sing. And it's got great action. Things blow up when they blow up nice when they blow up. And yeah, it's a good looking comic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the art. And the art also strikes me as very old fashioned web comics because it's very vibrant. There's a lot of big lettering. I think the letterer is also a named creator on here, and I think they do a great job. So, you know, it's visually appealing. It's a fun ride. It's, you know, it's summer popcorn, whatever. I definitely recommend this as, you know, you're going to read this for fun. You're going to just enjoy it. You're not going to have any deep conspiracy theories like we've talked about in other comics, or you're not going to, I don't know. It's not going to change your life, but you know what? You're going to have fun. And that's, you know, sometimes all you need from a webcomic or any source of entertainment.
And we're also staring down the barrel of a summer right now. So what better time to read a comic like this than now?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. summer blockbusters are here. F9 opens as of this recording this weekend. What better time to read this comic, which is a companion to... It's not. I apologize. I can't finish that sentence with good conscience, but it is a darn good comic on its own, and yeah, go check it out. It is currently on hiatus. It is the main creator mentioned on Twitter that they went on hiatus, probably looking to remaster the first issue and maybe the earlier stuff, and then decided, yeah, that's not what we're going to focus on right now. We're going to focus on getting the next issue out. So it is coming. It just might be a little bit longer wait. And if you're new to webcomics, hello, that happens all the time. If you're not, then you know that, and you're fine waiting because you've got 50 other things to read right now. So there will be more Tom and Artie, and we will have fun with it when we get it.
When we get more Tom and Artie, it will truly be time to party.
Okay. I see what you did there.
We webcomics the efforts. We're very hearty. When it comes to delays, don't let out a farty.
Okay. Now you lost it. Now who's flying too close to the sun? Just burned out, and I just saw you run into a mountain face first, and I was like, oh, he was doing so good, wasn't he? Little loop-de-loop he did there? Yeah, just, no. Too far.
I tipped his hat to the ladies, and boom! There he goes.
Never. Never tip your hat. Eyes on the prize. And that's what we're doing with ending this episode of Digital Strips. We thank you very much for your support. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show where the two of us talk about anything and everything under the sun until one of us inevitably ruins it for themselves, for the other, everybody. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find that show along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If you find us where you can leave a review, we appreciate 5-star reviews. Those really help us out around here, so we appreciate those. And if you have comments about anything we've talked about in this episode, or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at the Jason Sigler.
I personally am at Idahubba.
You can also head on over to our website and leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. And with that, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I hope to always be Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you in the fourth panel.